Denver, and Fort Collins. Gary McBride here. I'll be your host this evening for both Opera Box and A Classic Monday. And on Opera Box, the featured work is The Revolution of Steve Jobs. It's a very recent opera that was mounted by the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra. It's about Steve Jobs. It's in English. It should be pretty self-explanatory. And I thought I would not give you a lot of commentary about the music so that we could listen to as much of the opera as possible. We can't listen to the whole thing, but we will listen to the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra. Michael Christie conducting. The role of Steve Jobs will be sung by Edward Parks. Also in the cast, Sasha Cooke, Garrett Sorensen, Kelly Markgraf, Jessica Jones, Wei Wu, and others. Let's listen now to the opening section of The Revolution of Steve Jobs by the American composer Mason Bates. Thank you.
for coming. Thanks for being here. We got a lot to cover and not much time. Now is a fine place to start. But before we do, can I ask you all to turn off your phones? Turn them off, that's right, turn them off. And when you trust a computer. You can't lift. But now today I say, never trust one you can't fit in your pocket. And here you have it, right here, right now, nestled in my pocket. Comprehension, not to mention communication. It's all you need in one hand, in your pocket everything. All you need in your pocket everything.
One device,
one hand,
everything.
All you need
to be able to
control
all of those precious moments in your life.
Thank you. mentor, I'm always around. Lucky.
It worked! Do you know what this means?
I know what it means!
Do you know what this means? was just screwed over. Mother was just brought to her. Money-sucking, monolith, monopolistic, autocratic knees. Mother was just brought to her knees. Mabel was just brought to her knees. That's one for Abby Hoffman. That's one for Cesar Chavez. That's one for the troublemakers, rebels, or even sinners who keep this planet spinning. For Dylan, Bob Dylan, Dylan, Thomas, Bob and Thomas, rebel streaks, reformers who keep this planet spinning.
You're listening to the opening sections, the opening scenes of The Revolution of Steve Jobs, The Rise and Fall of Steve Jobs, an opera by American composer Mason Bates that was premiered in Santa Fe just last summer. And you're hearing the original cast recording of the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra, chorus and soloists conducted by Michael Christie. You're listening to an opera box on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And let's return back to the opera. I just wanted to remind you that you're listening to listener-supported KGNU and not an Apple commercial. But it is an interesting story about the hubris of Steve Jobs. Let's continue.
I still don't feel anything.
It's pure purple micro dot. Give it
time. Time.
Always in a rush. Be patient. I missed you.
You too. It's good to be back. I still don't feel anything.
I could learn to like you. always clicking, 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 clicking away.
In my brain at this particular moment.
Steve, you are
broken parts, too much noise. If I let you stay here, you would end up killing me. If I let you stay here, they would end up killing me. That much murder in a Zen center isn't healthy.
Welcome to View from the Top, 1989.
You sure? Fine.
have to cover it up. Cover it up completely. No clutter, no wires, it's messy. My friend will make a case for it out of coa wood.
If you want, but it's not about how it looks, but what it does.
It's all about how it looks.
Some work.
So color, a sleek monitor
that could be arranged.
Shrink,
keyboard,
power switch.
And while we're at it,
there's
sound.
Sound.
Thank you. just move in.
Been here 5 years since 84.
There's no furniture.
Never found any I liked.
My favorite.
You like Ansel Adams.
I can look at a fine art photograph, and sometimes I hear music.
Beautiful.
Not mine. He said that, Mr. Adams. Don't you hear music when you make things?
Used to.
You should. Why make them if you don't? You have all the money in the world and all the time. If you can't find joy in what you do,
from the start. He also quit. Come on, a little stock. It's the least we could do. I'll match whatever you give him.
Great.
I give him zero.
one pate.
Going to have to end it there. That was the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra, chorus soloist conducted by Michael Christie. We heard the first section or the first half of The Revolution of Steve Jobs, The Rise and Fall of Steve Jobs, the opera by Mason Bates that was premiered in 2017 with libretto by Mark Campbell. You've been listening to An Opera Box. This is Gary McBride, hoping you've enjoyed our evening selection, and will join us next week at 7 p.m. for more of the same. The time is now 8 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm still Gary McBride, and now I'm welcoming you to another program on our Classical Monday. This is A Classic Monday, and I'm very honored to have in the studio with me the conductor, the assistant, the principal guest conductor of the Colorado Music Festival, Jean-Marie Zaytouni. Jean-Marie, welcome to KGNU.
Thank you very much.
And I'd like to, before we start, talking about the three concerts that you have coming up, I would like to talk a little bit about your tenure as the music director of the Colorado Music Festival for 3 years, which just ended last year. And we actually talked together a couple of years ago.
I remember.
About that. And so I'd like to talk to you, like, what's been going on in the meantime?
Well, a lot has been going on. I'm quite excited to be back here. As I said, when I left the festival last year, it actually had nothing to do with, certainly not the orchestra, which I adore, and I think they like me also. We have a great relationship. It has nothing to do with the organization, and it has nothing to do with the place, with the city of Boulder. I love being here. What has been going on? So you ask me. There is something very important, and it's in my personal life. But I had two hip surgery, not replacement, but reconstruction of my hips, and I think that situation had a lot to do with me being exhausted and having difficulty pursuing my task at the festival. I had the first one right after the festival. Last year, I had the second one right before Christmas, and now I started running again. And I feel like a new person. So, do I regret leaving the festival? Yes, I can say, but I mean, I totally understand that was the right thing to do at the time. But the fact that I'm here, the fact that we are on great terms, and the fact that I am actually coming back for at least two more seasons after this, it means that I'm gonna, I'm gonna be around, and I don't know what the future lies. They will be looking for a new music director at the time. Of course, Peter Ungen, which is a friend and colleague, he's being the artistic advisor, and I think that was important to have a figure and an artistic leader to at least sustain the quality and to bring in new ideas, and his experience, of course, is second to none. And so I think that the festival is in good hands, and I'm happy to be able to come and make music without all the responsibilities, administrative and et cetera, that goes on. So now, right now, I feel more like a parents. They have to do the everyday stuff, and the they need to show the right path, and the grandparents, they can just have fun, so I feel more like a grandparent right now. I'm in for the fun,
Well, you do have a 5-year-old, so you're a parent.
Yes,
as
absolutely.
Well,
absolutely, right? yeah, that's it.
So I was the hip problems that you had.
Yes.
Must have seriously impacted your schedule with Imuzici, the chamber orchestra, Imuzici of,
yes,
of Montreal.
Actually, and that was, it's been going on, as I'm Canadian, and Canada has a great free healthcare system, and I'm not going to get into politics or anything like that, but one of the negative or the downsides of it is that you have to wait a long time. So I was 4 years in waiting to get the surgery, and that, with that every year, it hurt more, and my stamina decreased a little bit. So it was right, it was about time. And we finished here last year, I think it was on August 4th, and I was scheduled for August 11th. So it was right after. And I was basically 1 month completely off. And September 11th, so 1 month after my surgery, I left on a tour to Brazil with Imuzici. And I played, it was a bit ridiculous between us, because probably that I should not have gone, because touring in crutches